The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
Has your animals been going crazy lately?
Have my animals been going crazy? First of all, my dogs never really paid any attention to thunderstorms until the last one we had.
Okay. So yours has been acting funny, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on. You know, I got a big dog.
Yes, you do.
A little crazy.
You do have one of those, what are they?
Malinois,
yeah.
So, 1 o'clock in the morning, he's freaking out. Goes outside.
Uh-huh.
I hear all this noise. Go out there.
Mm-hmm.
What? What's out there?
The picnic table's broke.
Okay.
The wooden table.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One side completely smashed.
Right.
And the grill completely smashed.
Uh-oh.
And then here comes a dog walking in. What in the hell happened?
I could tell you what happened.
What happened at 1 o'clock in the damn morning?
What the hell?
Did you let your dog out?
Yeah.
There's probably a groundhog or something outside in the yard.
And he went nuts. Ballistic.
Yeah. Because I got a German
everything
Shepherd.
Destroyed. It looks like a war zone.
So right now we're having an issue again in our backyard. Uh-oh. We have to check the backyard before we let the German Shepherd out.
Yeah, but you know how hard it is to destroy a picnic,
yeah. Your dog climbs trees.
A picnic table. Half of it.
So we have to actually look out in the yard before we let the dog out because there's rabbits all over the place.
Could have been a fox maybe 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know. You would have heard that, though. The foxes scream like they sound like kids.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You would have heard that. But what are those animals, those possums? No, the possums around the middle of the night.
They're crazy.
And they take off. I mean, thankfully, the rabbits have outrun this year, have outrun the German Shepherd.
You don't want to see that mess. I've seen that.
Ooh. I have. I've been there. I've been like in the middle of those crime scenes.
It's a crime scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I always make sure I check outside. But sometimes there's this one rabbit. I don't know what the deal is. He just stands there and just waits for the dog to take off.
I see that. Yeah.
I'll go out there and clap my hands.
You know what?
And he'll still stand there.
Funny you say that. I think you're right on the groundhog.
Yeah.
Because I saw a huge fat one the other day. Oh, I bet you that's what
it was. I'm pretty sure we have the fattest groundhog in the Hudson Valley in my yard.
Yep. Take a photo next time.
Wait till you see this thing. And it turns out that I have a tree. I didn't even realize this. There's a tree that's got peaches growing on it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know I had a peach tree in my yard, but I have a peach tree, and now I know why I got the fattest groundhog.
Yeah, he's eating the peaches.
I'm watching him on the camera, sitting there eating it like a human, and then leaving the peach pit
that's great.
All around, that and then the squirrels awesome. Come, and they take the peach pit.
That's
it's like it's like the National Geographic Channel going on in my front yard.
You should stream it.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.